Are you still standing? Join me, Abigail Christian, for Healing Moments as we experience truth about standing firm in a time of attack from an unseen enemy. Have you ever experienced times in your life when you thought, I am being attacked, but I can't see my enemy? This enemy seems so real, but he is unseen. Perhaps you're plagued by sickness, anxiety, troubled times, depression, mental illness, or a multitude of other issues that can't be seen, but they are causing havoc in your life. Have you ever wondered, how can I still be standing after all these unseen attacks upon me? Dear friend, I would like to share a truth that I experienced regarding standing when attacked by the enemy of your soul. I went through some very dark times, and during these times, God's presence and power seemed very real to me. So the unseen enemy began to tell me a lie. The unseen enemy told me that if I would not pursue or press into the Lord's presence, the Holy Scriptures and prayer, that this unseen enemy of my life would not bother me or cause me to struggle with illness. If I began to press into God, this unseen enemy would tell me I was getting sick and I needed to stop seeking God, speaking, or studying God's word and praying. Has the enemy ever lied to you about this? Perhaps he has told you that you don't need to pursue God, God's word, or pray. Or perhaps he has lied and told you, you will have more peaceful moments without pursuing God. I want to share with you the truth about this, so you can also receive freedom from this lie. The truth of God's word will bring freedom. Ephesians 6:10-18, the New Living Translation states, a final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Especially note Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then, after the battle, you will still be standing firm. This scripture brought freedom to me. The lie was broken and released to pursue God. His scriptures and prayer was loosed in my life. Putting on the full armor gives us strength to fight against our unseen enemy and remain standing at the battle's end. Dear friend, put on the full armor, and you will be able to say, I am still standing, even though the unseen enemy has led his attack. You will find peace and strength as you pursue our Heavenly Father, His truth and words, and diligently pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask your Holy Spirit to move through your words and to release and free those that are listening today. Father, break the power of this lie that is upon each saint that is listening today. Father, may they seek you like never before. We declare over each one listening Psalm 27:8. When you said, Seek my face, my heart said to you, I shall seek your face, Lord. May each one desire to pursue you, Lord. May they put on your full armor and stand. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, with Healing Moments. May you experience truth and pursue God while standing firm today. If you have a moment, leave a review or comment on this podcast. It helps it to be seen by others so that it can be shared far and wide. Feel free to reach out to me at abigail.christian316@gmail.com.